Next patient is Newsome Charlie. That is N-E-W-S-O-M-E, Newsome, N-E-W-S-O-M-E, Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, date of consultation 7/19/22, date of birth is 6/21/53. Please make copy of this for Dr. Humayun Jamidar, J-A-M-I-D-A-R. Humayun is H-U-M-A-Y-U-N. This next paragraph, dear Humayun, thank you for sending Charlie Newsome for evaluation. Next paragraph, fifth present illness. This is a 69-year-old male who has a history of shortness of breath and history for hypertension, has had complete cardiac workup, and was advised to get a pulmonary evaluation done for his shortness of breath. The patient denies chest pains. He has dyspnea with exertion and denies cough, wheezing, and denied any significant reflux, reflux period. His most recent chest x-ray on 5/24/22 showed no acute pulmonary disease. The patient has used albuterol inhaler as needed. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of borderline diabetes and chronic kidney disease, history of obesity, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and denies any surgery. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, medication list, losartan 100 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams a day, Aleve 220 milligrams PRN, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, and calcium. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies history of smoking, no significant alcohol use, but he did drink alcohol in the past. He also smoked cigars intermittently while in college. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died at age 83 of cancer, and father died of kidney failure. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue and weight gain. He has glaucoma, no cataracts. He has some nosebleeds, but I'm sorry, nosebleeds and nasal congestion. Also has shortness of breath with activity, and denies wheezing and or cough. He has no abdominal pains, but has some heartburn. No diarrhea or constipation. He has chest pains occasionally, and leg swelling. He has anxiety, depression. He has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures or headaches, but has a memory loss and numbness of the extremities, and itchy skin. Denies bruising or enlarged glands. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This this is a moderately overweight elderly African American male who's alert and in no acute distress, no pallor ictus, no clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 160 by 90. Pulse is 74, his patient's 20, temps 97.6, weight is 226, saturation 98. HE and non-phthalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. And scattered wheezes, palatally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence, irregular, S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor depth, its cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions were observed. Can you please add in the passivity? Passivity also includes obstructive sleep apnea, but the patient does not use a CPAP since he does not tolerate it. Okay, next paragraph, impression number one, dyspnea, etiology to be determined. Number two is hypertension. Number three is reactive airways disease. Number four, obstructive sleep apnea. And number five is hyperlipidemia. Next, plan. The patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest with contrast. CBC, complete metabolic profile, were ordered, and IgE level. And he was advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Advised weight loss, and a copy of his sleep study will be requested. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Humayun Jamidar, JMIDARMD. Okay?